When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
Well, here in Spain, it's the turn of Chris McCann from Blevins Franks to join us. How are you, Chris?
I'm very well, Howard. And yourself?
I'm very well, thank you very much indeed. Well, today we're going to look at UK inheritance tax. Although British expatriates living in Spain are liable to Spanish succession tax, many also remain liable to the UK tax. So it can get a little confusing and sounds expensive. So, Chris, I gather that the amount of money His Majesty Revenue and Customs earns from UK inheritance tax just keeps on growing, with a new record broken. How much does the UK Treasury earn from inheritance tax these days, Chris?
Indeed, it will be music to the ears of the UK Treasury that inheritance tax receipts for the UK tax year 2021-22 surpassed £6 billion for the first time ever. As regards the current tax year, in the first half, the overall tax take rose to £3.5 billion, exceeding the previous half-year record of £3.1 billion, suggesting that the total tax take for the full current year will post a consecutive all-time high.
Is it surprising that the amount just keeps on growing?
No, it's not surprising. Rising property prices have added around £1 billion worth of property wealth every day to the estates of over 55 homeowners since the start of the pandemic. This, combined with frozen inheritance tax thresholds, have tipped more estates into paying tax. Going forwards, given the current state of the economy and the need to boost the government's coffers, the new Chancellor, Jeremy Hunt, will be keen to do all he can to preserve cash cows, such as UK inheritance tax receipts, until stability is restored to the nation's finances. This being the case, these figures are expected to keep growing, especially with tax thresholds frozen until 2026 and house prices potentially climbing. In fact, the Office for Budget Responsibility has forecast that His Majesty's Customs and Revenue will earn around £37 billion from IHT over the next 5 years. More and more families will get caught in the inheritance tax net, and the amount they'll pay will increase too.
So let's go back to basics now, Chris. Can you briefly summarise what IHT is and what the rates and allowances are like?
Sure. I'll provide the basic key facts, but I recommend that listeners contact their local Blevins Franks partner if they would like to understand how it will likely apply given their own specific circumstances. UK inheritance tax is charged when assets are legally transferred to someone else, usually on death, but also potentially in relation to lifetime gifts. It's calculated and charged on worldwide wealth. Transfers to spouses and civil partners are exempt from UK inheritance tax, provided that you are both UK domiciled. If one of you is non-UK domiciled, their exemption is limited to the nil rate band. The standard inheritance tax nil rate band is £325,000. And any unused amount on first death can be transferred to your spouse or stroke civil partner, potentially giving you a joint estate an allowance of up to £650,000 on second death. In addition, the residential nil rate band can provide an extra £175,000 for a property that is or has been your main home. There are limitations, so please be sure to check with your local Blevins Franks partner for details. After the deduction of allowances, the tax rate is a flat 40%, reducing to 36% if at least 10% of the estate is left to charity.
Do British expatriates who are resident in Spain still need to worry about this tax?
They do. Being resident in Spain does not exempt your worldwide estate from being liable for UK inheritance tax. Assets situated in the UK are always liable for UK inheritance tax. Aside from this, your estate is liable for as long as you remain a UK domicile. And despite having left the UK, many British expatriates remain UK domicile their whole lives. Domicile should not be confused with residence. Domicile is a complex and adhesive UK common law concept. The basic rule is that a person is domiciled in the country in which they have their permanent home, the country regarded as your homeland. You can take steps to cut ties with the UK to adopt a domicile of choice in another country such as Spain. Though it can take up to 5 years to shed your UK domicile for inheritance tax purposes. The advantage of shedding your UK domicile of origin, i.e. the UK, and adopting a domicile of choice, such as Spain, is that your non-UK-based estate ceases to be liable to UK inheritance tax. It is important to note that you cannot ask His Majesty's Customs and Revenue for a ruling on your UK domicile status. It will only be established on your death. So if listeners would like to determine if they are likely UK domicile or not, they simply need to contact a local Blevins Franks partner. Blevins Franks have been offering specialist domicile determination advice for decades.
What about Spanish succession tax? How does this compare to the UK's version?
Spanish succession tax is similar in that assets situated in Spain are always liable to Spanish succession tax. Aside from this, it's easier to think of Spanish succession tax as working in the opposite way to UK inheritance tax. And what I mean by that is, whilst it is the deceased estate which is liable to UK inheritance tax, in Spain, it's the beneficiaries of the estate that are liable to Spanish succession tax. Unlike the UK, there is no spousal exemption. As regards succession tax rates and allowances, they vary significantly across regions. So for information and advice in relation to your specific autonomous community, I suggest contacting your local Blevins Franks partner to talk about it.
So what happens when a UK domicile dies as a resident of Spain? Does their family pay both Spanish succession tax and UK inheritance tax?
Yeah, and this is a common question I'm asked. That there is no double tax treaty on succession tax signed between Spain and the UK. However, as per Spanish succession tax law and various rulings, if taxes have been paid in another country, such as the UK, to avoid double taxation issues, it is possible to deduct from the Spanish succession tax payable. At the end of the day, the individual will pay the higher of the Spanish or the UK taxes for the inheritance. However, if the overseas tax rate is higher than the Spanish rate, the Spanish authorities will, of course, not provide a refund of the difference.
And what about if you receive an inheritance yourself? So if you receive an inheritance from someone who died and has the assets in the UK, do you pay inheritance tax yourself? And if so, which?
So, as I mentioned previously, based on the circumstances, the deceased estate may be liable to some UK inheritance tax. In addition, if the beneficiary of part or all the estate is resident in Spain, then there may also be a liability to Spanish succession tax. Funnily enough, I recently completed calculations for a client whose stepmother had passed away in the UK as a UK resident. There were only UK assets in the stepmother's estate. There were six beneficiaries, and one of those beneficiaries happened to be my client, who is a Spanish resident living in Galicia. To calculate what taxes were payable and where, we firstly had to calculate the UK inheritance tax liability on the UK estate. As the estate had a value of around £900,000, after applying two standard nil rate bands and two residential nil rate bands, which totaled £1 million, it happened that there was no UK inheritance tax to pay. We then had to calculate the Spanish succession tax liability. And given that Spanish succession tax is payable by the beneficiary in Spain, and because no special deductions apply in Galicia, as a Group 3 beneficiary, on an inheritance of €171,000, he was liable to Spanish succession tax in the region of around €39,000, which is an effective rate of around 23%.
So how do you help your clients reduce their exposure to inheritance taxes?
Well, to ensure that you and your family avoid exposure to these unnecessary inheritance taxes, it's essential to have a good estate plan. With the help of a properly qualified individual, your estate plan should focus on ensuring that your wishes are carried out without attracting unnecessary taxation, taking into account all relevant legal and tax considerations in all relevant countries. It's crucial that you use robust arrangements which are compliant in Spain, the UK, and anywhere else you may have assets or heirs. Cross-border tax and estate planning is highly complex, and it's easy to get things wrong with potentially serious consequences. Now that hundreds of countries are sharing financial information, it's never been more important to ensure your arrangements stand up to scrutiny by the tax authorities. Your estate plan also needs to be flexible enough to accommodate events like more grandchildren, divorce, or remarriage within the family. It's also vital to review your planning regularly. So if you set up your arrangements years ago, take some time to look at it again. Legacy planning is a specialist area and each family is different. So take professional help from a local Blevins Franks partner to ensure the right money passes to the right hands at the right time while minimizing taxes during your lifetime and beyond. As I like to say, my advice to any listeners that have not yet investigated if their estate plan is fit for purpose should invest an hour or two of their time meeting with a local Blevins Franks partner to learn more about what is possible. There's no cost for an initial chat, and it might result in significant savings for many years to come.
And the website is the best first part of call.
It is, Howard. Listeners can visit our website, blevinsfranks.com, where they can find the contact details of all our local partners. If they prefer, they can also complete a contact form on our website, and a local Blevins Franks partner will be in touch as soon as possible to arrange the most appropriate next step.
Many thanks. We'll talk again in a fortnight.
Thanks very much, Howard.